Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
It's time for the Children's Hospital Kaleida update. We have got in studio Amy Habib-Ritling, co-chair of the campaign for the John Oroshai Children's Hospital, but also a really, really good friend of the show. How are you today?
Very good. Thank
good
you
to
so
see
much.
You. I can't believe you have so many questions, like why is there a heart-shaped jacuzzi in the studio, Amy? Come on. You know?
Yeah. Just, it was a little bit of a shock.
Do you even know us?
I've been asked to hop in the tub before I leave. Okay.
Yeah, I think, listen to me. I'm going to get you in that heart-shaped jacuzzi before you go, because that's how we roll at Kiss 98.5. How's everything going?
Wonderful. Thank you so much for having me.
You are not only a partner in a prestigious law firm, you've got four young kids. Let's talk about what it is like to take on this role of what you're doing for the new Children's Hospital.
Oh, I will, Janet, but first let me thank you and Nick and everyone here at KISS 98.5 for everything you've done for Children's Hospital and to make our campaign so successful. You've been friends of the hospital for years, and everyone knows the impact you've had on Radiothon, but this year in particular, I have to thank you for really allowing us to complete our project for the community art mosaic at the new John Oroshai Children's Hospital. You've been able to drive this and have over 100 schools participate. We've received over 8,000 drawings as a result of all of your efforts. I have to say we've raised almost $50,000 because of what you and Nick and 98.5 have done, with over 22,000 individuals participating. So I have to say thank you for that.
What do you notice when you see the pictures that the kids draw? Is there a common theme, common thread? For me, I notice that they're always smiling.
Smiles. I was going to say that. Smiles. Yeah. Except my son, who had to draw a Buffalo Bills football logo.
That's all right. That's
cool.
We understand.
That's his version of a smile.
Exactly. So they're happy. Happy pictures.
The art mosaic for someone who is just jumping on the Children's Hospital bandwagon, if they don't understand it, can you explain it a little bit?
Sure. We are going to have a huge, beautiful mosaic in the entrance of Children's Hospital that's comprised of 10,000. It will be comprised of 10,000 pictures drawn by children in our hospital, in our community, at our schools. And altogether, it will depict a really beautiful picture and image to make everyone just feel good. And as Nick said, smile and feel warm as they walk into the hospital. And it will be created by our children of our community.
And each of those kids will be able to find their drawing in the mosaic, which I think there's just something really special about that.
It is. It's interactive. They'll be able to identify where their picture is through some computer program modules that I can't even begin to describe in front of them. And so they'll be part of it. You know, they will be part of a really beautiful piece of artwork welcoming families and children into the new hospital.
That is just the beginning. We thought that the entrance of the new John Oroshai Children's Hospital was so important to be a welcoming atmosphere. I have to give props to Tim Hortons, too, because I do like that we'll be able to smell the coffee right when we walk in, because if you keep walking straight, the bistro is going to be, like, right there where Tim Hortons is. Upstairs is where the lives get saved. And let's talk about, I know that your firm has moved its offices, and you were greeted by a very special view. Let's talk about that.
Right. We did. At Lippismith, Ice, Wexler, Freeman, we moved down the street, and I was so consumed by the move and the packing of the boxes and everything, I didn't appreciate that when I walked into my new office, I literally look over the left of my computer screen and stare at the new hospital, the Buffalo Naira Medical Campus and Children's Hospital as it's being built. It's really special. Every day I get to look at it.
Have they put the color panels in yet? Can you see that?
They have.
Last I saw, I don't think they've done all the floors yet. Are all the floors in? Yes.
But they're going up.
I haven't noticed.
The floors are in. All the panels aren't all the way up yet.
Gotcha.
I have to, like, I'm telling you, I can't tell you how many times I pull over just to look at it because it blows me away that this is happening. A freestanding children's hospital, one of only 43 in the country. But we all make decisions in life. You've got four kids. You've got a job. Why are you doing this?
For many reasons, and this can get me emotional at times. The most important reason is that children save my oldest son, AJ's, life. And, you know, it's just so why, if I have the time and the resources and the energy to dedicate to a cause, it's going to be to Children's Hospital. As a result, when my oldest son was born, he was born in another hospital, and thankfully they recognized that he needed emergent care and needed to be transported to Children's. It was the only hospital in our community that could save his life. And, you know, as a result, he was moved there immediately despite having an emergency C-section. Because Children's was here in our community, I was able to go to the hospital to see him. He needed to have surgery. I was able to touch him before his surgery and then be with him for his multi-week stay after he recovered. And so I feel very passionate. I'm very grateful each and every day that the hospital is here in our community. And, you know, certainly I can't even imagine what would have happened to AJ had the hospital not been here in our community. But I also think about how myself and my husband, Mark, were able to get through the whole process because our family and friends were able to be by our side here in our community, as opposed to having to travel somewhere else, even if we were able to get AJ somewhere else. So for all those reasons, you know, I am incredibly grateful for Children's, and I want to do what I can so that Children's remains in our community for other children and families that are touched by the unimaginable, as I was.
You get close to a serious situation with a child, and I don't care how strong you are, I don't care where you come from, it brings you to your knees, and you realize you never want somebody to be without anything they could possibly have to save that child's life. What do you think of our crash carts and defibrillators idea? We're going to Radiothon, we're dedicating the funds to buying all of the crash carts for the entire hospital and the defibrillators should they be needed to save a life.
It's incredible. I mean, each and every year it's
I mean, not fun that we're buying crash carts, but I think about
No, but you wish
But
you
I'm
want
so
them there
excited
if you need them.
About the fact that somebody's dollar and whatever a person can give, whatever their money that they give on Friday morning through Friday afternoon through Friday night, that money is going to go to save a life.
Exactly.
Literally.
It literally save a life. It's incredible.
How's your son today?
He's wonderful.
Tell me about him.
He's just, he's beautiful. He just has First Communion on Sunday.
God bless him. Very nice.
He's doing really well. Young, active, happy. Happy child, loves politics, wants to be the president of the United States one day.
Good. Throw his hat in the ring.
And possibly play for the Buffalo Bills. That's
good.
Those are the two
goals, life goals?
Yes, his two life goals. But he's wonderful. And, you know, I have to tell you a beautiful story. So on, you asked me why I do what I do. And in large part, it was because of what happened to AJ. But I was also born into a family that really led by example and taught me that giving back to the community is so important. And on Sunday, he had his First Communion. Within a half hour of opening up his gifts and looking at his money, the first thing he said to me, Mom, was, you know, Mommy, I want to give some of this to charity. Help me find a charity.
Good boy.
He's a good boy.
Yeah.
Of course he is. Got a good mom and
so
dad.
So you know what it's like to be in that position of you just need help. And you can, the thought of not being able to hold your child immediately after they're born. You can't, like, they let you do that.
Well, I couldn't hold AJ for weeks. They let me touch his finger. Yeah. I could touch his finger, and I could still recall putting my finger inside a few of his fingers. But I wasn't able to hold him for several weeks.
Let's get to business. First way people can help right now is by becoming a Miracle Maker this Friday on the Radiothon. Or you can go to areyouinit.org and support one of our 8,000 school children. And you're going to meet, I think, all 8,000 tomorrow here at the radio station. I don't think our company even knows what they're in for. But if a school is going to take time to raise money, then by God, we're opening the doors of the radio station. We're bringing the kids in. We're also going to have an ongoing campaign called Complete a Room with Care. Do you want to talk about that?
Sure. We are trying to name every room in our hospital. There are about 150 rooms, and we have really nice naming opportunities, whether it's a NICU room on the neonatal intensive care or another patient care room. And we're out in the community speaking to businesses and families and others who've been touched or know people who've been touched by Children's to contribute. We have $2.5 million left to go on that campaign. I know we're going to make it.
Yep.
This community is overwhelmingly generous, warm. It's been amazing, amazing. And I know we'll make it, and we'll make it with your support here at 98.5 and the rest of the community.
We're in this till that hospital opens up, because I know you see the lives that are saved.
I know.
You can't, I mean, no child. And what you need to remember as you think about a donation or you think about sponsoring a room, if you're a company, you need to know that if a child comes into that hospital and it needs something, no child is turned away. That's why, I mean, it's not the best business model because it's not really a profit, but how can you turn a baby? You can't turn a baby away. You just don't. There's over 150 private rooms And with everybody's help, we can complete the rooms. Also,
yes, we're going to complete the room so that they have everything that the children, the families, the caregivers all need to make it the most comfortable, supportive room for the child and the family.
Usually when, and we've seen it as we do the interviews, as we get ready for Radiothon, you see when a child is sick and is in the hospital, the parents don't, okay, honey, we're going to go home and
no,
be with
the
family.
No, they camp out.
No, it's like you set up
shop. It's
like the
hotel room you never leave.
And it's funny, I interviewed this one mom for this year's Radiothon, and you'll hear the interview on Friday. And when I walked in, it was serious. I mean, what they were dealing with was really serious. But what I couldn't help but notice was how meticulously neat this room that had been filled with all of the, I'll put it in quotes, comforts of home. But for this mom, the only way she could make sense of her baby laying in that bed was by making sure it was neat the way she would keep her home. That's what broke my heart, because sometimes the bigger problem is too hard to face, so you face the problem of, I'm going to make this as comfortable for the child as neat. Mm-hmm. It was just, there's so many stories inside of Children's Hospital, and we'll continue to care for the children at Children's, and then when we make the move, we do that together, and we walk from one hospital to the next.
We do.
$2.5 million.
$2.5 million left to raise, and we know we're going to do it.
We'll just keep pushing.
We will.
I love having you in here. I hope you stop by on Friday.
Ah,
your
I will.
Other kids, since we talked about your oldest, and there's three others.
In credit.
I mean, seriously.
Hallie Rittling, and Beatty, and Kara Rittling, and they're all wonderful. They're all at Elmwood Franklin School right now. I have to
yes.
give a shout out, because I think some of them are
listening. What Elmwood Franklin?
Third grade. Shout out.
Second grade, kindergarten, and preschool.
On Friday morning, I believe Elmwood Franklin has officially said you can wear plaids and stripes.
Okay.
They said you
don't
could.
Don't know if that's official.
I think that they did. They said in honor of Radiothon, mm-hmm. any donation yep. made, you can wear plaids, stripes, prints, you name
or
it.
Bills t-shirts.
Concert t-shirts.
I don't know if that's official.
I heard them say that they wanted to do that on
you
Friday.
You heard that on the radio?
I heard them say that on the radio, that with a donation to Children's Hospital, you can wear your own outfit to school.
I think we can work on that.
I'm just joking. I love Elmwood Franklin. They're really nice there. Happy Mother's Day.
Thank you. Happy Mother's Day to you, too.
You're giving by what you do, and you're a force of nature. I mean, you know, give a busy woman something to do, and she gets it done. It's so cool.
You know it.
For every mom that is, you know, I think about everybody that Mother's Day, what it represents. I think about the moms that have lost children, and I think about how I wish we could give them a platform, and maybe we will at Radiothon, a platform for them to talk about their child that they lost, because I feel like, and just know if there's somebody in your life that's lost a child, give them that time on Mother's Day to talk about that child, because it's still their child and they're still a mom. And for every woman that's trying to get pregnant right there or right now, and you're in the middle of it and you hear us talking about babies, and that's hard to hear because that's what you want in every fiber of you, just keep trying. Trying can be fun, too, and it'll happen. And they've got that technology at Children's also. But it's people like you that set the example in the community. Appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
Can't think of a better office window to have, too.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Isn't it amazing?
A big surprise.
Yeah, that's fantastic. Well, thank you. We're with you for that $2.5 million. We'll keep going.
Great.
The Kiss Cares for Kids Radiothon will happen on Friday, 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Thursday morning, which is tomorrow, we'll welcome all the schools into the radio station.
All of them.
All of them. And we can't wait. And we love it. And so if you're one of the schools that helped with Schools Care for Kids, thank you so much. Businesses, if somebody wants to help, what do they do?
Go to runit.org, and okay. it identifies all the ways you can contribute to the campaign. And call in on Friday and become a miracle maker.
There is no amount too big or too small to give to this hospital, and we appreciate it in advance. Thanks for being here today.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.